Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on Tuesday, July 30th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This 501c4 dark money that's coming into Tuscarora Township, this entity created, addressed southeastern Michigan and I believe Lansing. Remember this name, Sarpolous, S-A-R-P-O-L-O-U-S. Nick and Edward Sarpolous. They're the ones funding this campaign for these candidates. Mark my words. There will be a time when these people get elected in the near future that you're going to hear about a solar farm being put into Tuscarora Township property somewhere. Sarpolous is an investor in these solar farm projects, working with DTE, Consumers Energy, others, the actual solar farm panels themselves. It is the only logical conclusion I can come to as to why they're dumping all this money into Tuscarora Township. I mean, folks, this is a small community. Barely have 3,000 people in their township. It's a gorgeous area. I love the Devo Beach, the lakes, the marinas, the boat drop, the boat launch, all the things that they have done, all the things they have done in this township over the last couple years, the direction they've got it going, this sewer project they've been working on for decades, finally coming to fruition. Why is it so important for him to dump all this money? I think two of the candidates are unopposed. They don't even have an opponent in next Tuesday's election. But yet, signs have been made up for these people. Ads have been popping up on social media. They're running as a team to get these people elected. I believe two of them are unopposed. They're going to be on the board automatically. Why? Well, start at the top. Bob Kramer, the supervisor, elderly gentleman, retired, came out of retirement to be the supervisor, didn't even want to be the supervisor, but had to do it. Unfortunately, because of stress and other things, has developed some health issues. He said, that's it, I'm done. I'm not running for re-election. Jay Reedsma, similar situation. Frankly, Janet Vance, she's got to take care of her ailing elderly mom. And honestly, she's fed up with all these people and their stupid, immature attacks against the board. One of the idiots from the audience threatened to cross the table, physically assault Janet and Bob Cramer. Prosecutor too dang weak to do anything about it. I'm sorry, you cannot threaten elected officials at a public meeting. And the whole thing was caught on videotape. Ironically, it was his video camera that caught it. So you know what? You get to the point when you say, you know what? They want their power back so bad, let them have it. Let's see what they do with it when they get it. Let's see how timely they file the IRS reports, the tax filings, the unemployment insurance filings. Let's see how well they do with filing the reports that are going to be required to be filed by the USDA and others regarding the grant money and the loans for these sewer projects that are coming. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. And one of the things you have to understand, people, elections have consequences. Yes, they do. And as a result, these people are going to be in the majority. Let's see what they do. The one saving grace, one office that cannot change hands, in my opinion, is that treasurer's position. Janice Dillahay, the job she's been doing, the job that needs to be done, you guys go with somebody that does not have her experience, God help you. And for trustee, the young businessman, Tyler Gorrell, he's who I'd be voting for if I lived in Tuscarora Township. You need to have some experience on that board. Somebody will stand up to these folks when it comes to this solar farm project that's coming. If it's not solar farm, it's something else that Sarpolis has his hand in. Because he does not spend this kind of money in a 501c4 to get people elected at a stupid small township board for nothing. There's going to be a payback somewhere. Mark my words. It's coming. It is absolutely coming. So, those are the facts. You guys have a decision to make. 9 days of early voting has started. The election is next Tuesday. We'll see where it goes from there. The last thing I do want to get in before the end of the show today is what's going on in Lansing. Even though they're out of session, stories are still happening. Well, our Secretary of State, the communist, college educated by George Soros, Jocelyn Benson, told the National Press Foundation fellows in Detroit yesterday that the Department of State, her department, plans to roll out a, quote, panic button communication system for 2024 election workers. This will be contingent on the support of local clerks to help implement it at their voting locations. You know why? Because local clerks are independent and autonomous of the Secretary of State. They do not work for Jocelyn Benson. Jocelyn Benson does not get to tell them what to do. However, many think she is their boss and does everything they do that she recommends they do as being good little foot soldiers for the Secretary of State. Listen to this absolute fake narrative that Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, is pushing. While speaking about the resources given to the Department of State and what they're going to be providing to election workers on the ground, Benson said the system which has not yet been formally announced, would allow poll workers and other election officials to immediately reach law enforcement and other partners via a text messaging system in case of a threat at polling locations. She said the idea came from planning exercises with clerks across the state, law enforcement, and first responders, so that, quote, we know exactly who they need to call and what to do if somebody shows up armed and dangerous, end quote, said Benson. It's going to be piloted in August for the August 6th primary, but we definitely hope to have it in place, she said, for the November 5th general election. During the fellowship, Ottawa County Clerk Justin Roebuck said part of ensuring the safety of election workers and polling locations is maintaining strong relationships with local enforcement, giving the example of a strong relationship with his county sheriff. But he said it's also important to look at security of an election facility when addressing the potential threats and for maintaining election worker safety. Roebuck went on to say, I'm in the courts as well. I have 19 staff members that work at the county courthouse. There, you have to go through metal detectors to get into the building. Cameras are all over the place. We also have the ability to immediately call in more sheriff deputies in the event of some type of hostile situation. Our election office, down the road, just 5 miles away from the county building, has none of those security protections. Roebuck says that part of this is based on past violence against judge and other court officials. Folks, I'm going to stop this story right here. Will somebody please forward to me an actual police report, a complaint that was filed by an election worker that was threatened, intimidated, or feared for their life anywhere in the state of Michigan? Email it to the radio station. Call letters WCHY.US is our website at gmail.com. Send me the police report, the incident report. You know what? You can't do it. You know why? Because it's never happened in the state of Michigan anywhere. This is a false narrative being pushed by Jocelyn Benson, our Secretary of State, forcing, asking local clerks to implement this panic button. What a load of crap. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, final story for today. Friday's campaign filing deadline. Little couple of odds and ends that absolutely confirms my Bergman machine narrative. With Friday's campaign finance deadline for state house candidates in the rearview mirror, MERS News Services compiled some new information gleaned from the late filings over the weekend. Senator John DeMoose of Harbor Springs Video Production Company, 45 North Communication, is getting a little extra business from a pair of up north state House candidates, including one who is challenging a current House member. Parker Fairburn's campaign to unseat incumbent State Representative Neil Friske spent $84,000 this last campaign cycle on TV ads with production and placement through the company 45 North. That's the Moose's company. Incumbent State Representative Ken Cavett, who's trying to fend off a challenge from MAGA-friendly Todd Smallenberg in the 106, has also spent $27,000 through 45 North to get his message out before the primary next Tuesday, August 6th. Again, John DeMoose's company. DeMoose has been in video production business for roughly 25 years. He said his first paying client was a congressional candidate back in 2000. Cavett said he didn't see any issues with using his state senator's production company because it's only 25 minutes away from his home and they do really good work. But in related findings, John DeMoose received $3,704 from U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman. According to the U.S. Congressman's most recent Federal Elections Commission filing, and what did he pay him $3,704 for? Field consulting and mileage reimbursement. Also, the senator's son is working on Jack Bergman's campaign as a field manager. Do you see the Bergman machine connection here, folks? Bergman reimbursing DeMuth for field consulting and mileage reimbursement while paying also DeMuth's son to be on his campaign staff. Meanwhile, Cam Cavett pays DeMuth's video production company as well as Parker Fairburn. You see, they don't want you to know this stuff before next Tuesday, folks. Why? Because the campaign filing reports just were required to be filed last Friday. But unfortunately for the Bergman machine and Senator DeMuth and State Representative Cam Cavett and candidate Parker Fairburn, there just happens to be a radio show guy who gets these news stories directly from Lansing, reads them for prepping for his show, and reports the truth to the listening audience that's in the 1st Congressional District. Folks, you need to tell everybody you know to vote for Josh Saul for Congress and to defeat Bergman next Tuesday for Congress. To vote for Neil Friske to be reelected to defeat his candidate challenger, and to vote for Todd Smallenberg to remove Cam Cavett from office. This entire Bergman machine needs to die and go away on Tuesday, August 6th. Text me Sheboygan. Text me 107th. Text me whatever you want. But you need to get this text message in your phone that you can forward to 100 of your friends that live in the 1st District, that live in the 107th, that live in the 106th. This is absolutely unbelievable, the money laundering that's going on between these candidates and these elected officials. Meanwhile, DeMuth's video production company, 45 North Communication, taking in a ton of this money. And where's the money coming from? Betsy DeVos and their PACs. This is just unacceptable, and it stinks to high heaven. Vote for Josh Saul for Congress. Todd Smallenberg for the 106th, Neil Friske for the 107th. Let's send a message. No thanks, Jack. We're not interested in your little machine to continue up here in northern Michigan. Your days are over. We're done. We're moving on. It's time for new representation in Washington, D.C., and we need somebody who's not going to play politics in our state house races. Pack your bags, Jack. You're done. You can get rid of that $1.5 million townhome that you own or occupy in Washington, D.C. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure in Northern Michigan RV.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.